The post-FOMC dollar strength continued overnight, with the dollar index pushing back above 100 for the first time since August 1st, while euro-dollar slipped below 115. The yen was a rare exception to the broad dollar bid, as dollar-yen retreated from nine-month highs after Japan's new finance minister, Katayama, voiced concern over rapid currency moves and signaled close monitoring. Risk sentiment has deteriorated, with U.S. equity futures sharply lower after Wall Street CEOs warned of a potential 10-plus percent correction amid stretched valuations. Tensions between the U.S. and China also resurfaced as Beijing urged Washington to avoid key sensitive issues to preserve trade stability. Elsewhere, the RBA kept rates unchanged, striking a cautious tone and noting that recent inflation pressures appear temporary. In Switzerland, despite softer CPI data, the SNB reaffirmed that negative rates are unnecessary for now, reiterated its readiness for FX intervention, and warned that U.S. tariffs are weighing on global growth. With the U.S. government still shut down, no major data releases are expected today. That's all for now.